Hello, it is Sunday, May 8th, and we're looking at cards for May 8th and May 9th, and they are all in the reverse, and they are Judgment, the Ten of Coins, and the Sun. Enjoy the day. I know, it sounds trite, cliche, and auto-generated. Let's just say it takes more effort to maintain a positive attitude than others. It's Mother's Day in the U.S., and if your own mother is in spirit, of course, today she would be missed. Or not. Sorry, I had the washing machine going there for the Mother's Day sound effect. I'll start with the card in the center, as it's the card of the solid suit of Earth, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn. At 10 of the minor arcana, when it comes to money, property, and legacy, it's no small card. The maximum of this conservative suit, it's a card of inheritance and olden family money, legacy, property, or family business, but very much a card of convention, family tradition. The familiar image is that of multi-generations of a family together in their garden or orchard, behind the old stone walls of their old manor or chateau. On some cards, the family name or crest is even carved into the stone, or on a plaque or a flag. There is an old man, a couple, their young toddling baby, and the family dog. The version of this card from the After Tarot is very interesting. Only the young toddler and the dog are left with a huge steamer trunk full of gold coins, as we see the other family members walk off into the distance. The trunk of gold coins reminds me of the Russian version of the Miser card, the Four of Coins, where we see a human get up in the middle of the night to check, by candlelight, on his own steamer trunk of four gold plate-sized coins to make sure they're still there. The toddler of the Ten of Coins is of a future generation entirely. Behind the child on the wall, we can see a hanging of the family crest, featuring a picture of this very stone manor that's been in the family since olden times, and a bit of what looks like an interesting tapestry of faraway places, a volcano, a river, majestic rock formations, yet the child is now responsible for maintaining the family wealth, brand, and legacy, not to mention this big old house. That steamer trunk full of money isn't worth what it once was. This card in the reverse gives me Grey Gardens vibes. They were the black sheep of the Bouvier family. Jackie Bouvier being the white sheep, having married President John F. Kennedy. And to say big and little Edie Beale had a karmic mother-daughter relationship would be an understatement. This could be being cut off from inheritance for whatever reason. The Wild Unknown shows no humans on the card to complicate things, but illustrates the orderly conformist nature of the Ten of Coins by perfectly arranging them into a traditional diamond formation with almost military precision. Judgment, number 20 of the major arcana, is in the reverse, and this could be, besides an actual legal judgment against you, is also a card of generations, including those in spirit. Poor judgment in the past has led to a financial loss of some kind or a house you should have inherited. You may have bought a house and realized it was a mistake, especially if we're talking about a vacation property somewhere. This judgment against you could be temporary. The Sun is either interpreted to read the same in the reverse as in the upright, but in the reverse can also mean sadness, even hereditary melancholy. Things can run in the family on the reverse Ten of Coins, but this can mean breaking generational cycles as much as anything else. The two naked children on the Sun card of the After Tarot are very happy, innocently playing a game of tug-of-war safely behind the wall of the family manor, under a life-giving sun and surrounded by sunflowers. It's as if they're playfully pulling down the enormous red flag that is the family crest. Their energy is new and of their own time. Or, we do have Major Arcana. An error in judgment equals a waning war chest equals pulling down a red flag. Hope, hope, hope.